This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Madopa, active ingredients, levodopa, and benserazide. This leaflet provides important information about using Madopa. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Madopa. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Madopa? Madopa contains the active ingredients levodopa and benserazide. Madopa belongs to a group of medicines called antiparkinsonian agents. Antiparkinsonian agents work on the central nervous system. The symptoms of Parkinson's disease are caused by a deficiency of a natural substance in the brain called dopamine. Madopa helps to replace this substance. By improving muscle control, Madopa allows more normal movements of the body. The symptoms of patients suffering from Parkinson's disease can be reduced by taking this medicine. Madopa does not, however, cure the disease, since the cause of the dopamine deficiency within the brain is not removed. Your doctor, however, may have prescribed Madopa for another purpose. Madopa is used for the treatment of Parkinson's disease. What should I know before I use Madopa? Warnings. Do not use Madopa if you are allergic to levodopa, or benserazide, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have taken a non-selective monoamine oxidase inhibitor, MAOI medicine such as tranexamic or phenelzine within the last 2 weeks. You have taken a combination of a selective MAOA inhibitor such as moclobemide with a selective MAOB inhibitor such as selegiline or sertraline. You have untreated heart, liver, kidney, lung, blood, or endocrine hormonal disease. You have narrow, closed-angle glaucoma, high pressure in the eye. You're being treated for severe mental illness, active psychosis, or serious psychoneurosis. You have melanoma, or suspected melanoma. You are under the age of 30. You're being treated for Huntington's chorea, or intention tremor. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions including convulsions, fits, diabetes, stomach ulcers, feeling down, depression, or other psychological disorders, osteoporosis, or osteomalacia, irregular heartbeat, wide-angle glaucoma, high pressure in the eye, any compulsive behavior disorder, onset of sudden sleep disorder, or any other illnesses. Plan to have surgery. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Madopa should not be taken during pregnancy. You should use effective contraception to avoid becoming pregnant while you are being treated with Madopa. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Madopa when breastfeeding. When taken with certain foods, Madopa may not work as well as usual when taken with a protein-rich meal, e.g. meat. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Madopa and affect how it works. These medicines include sympathomimetics such as cough and cold medicines containing ephedrine, or pseudoephedrine, adrenaline, noradrenaline, isoproline, dexamphetamine, asthma preparations, EpiPens, blood pressure lowering medications such as metoprolol, atenolol, other anti-Parkinsonian medications such as anticholinergics, amantadine, selegiline, bromocriptine and dopamine agonists, medicines containing iron, medicines for relief of nausea such as metoclopramide. Some medications used to treat mental illness, particularly the phenothiazines, tricyclic antidepressants and butyrophenone derivatives such as chlorpromazine, flufenazine, prochlorperazine, thyridazine, trifluoperazine, or haloperidol. General anesthetics, medicines that put you to sleep before an operation, particularly cyclopropane and halothane. If you know you are going to have an operation, you should stop Metoprolol 2 to 3 days beforehand. You should discuss this with your doctor first. Opioids such as morphine, pethidine, methadone and codeine may be present in some cough and cold or pain-relieving medicines. Antacids, medicines for heartburn, indigestion should not be taken at the same time as Metoprolol HBS, as they interfere with the controlled release characteristics of Metoprolol HBS. Antacids can be taken at other times of the day. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Metoprolol. How do I use Metoprolol? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many Metoprolol tablets or capsules to take each day. The dose depends on your individual symptoms and your response to the medicine. The dose of Metoprolol has to be carefully adjusted for each person. If you take too little Metoprolol, your symptoms may not be controlled. If you take too much Metoprolol, you may experience unwanted effects. It may take several weeks before the best dose for you is reached. Remember, this is just a guide. This guide can be used for Metoprolol capsules or tablets. Treatment with Metoprolol is usually started with lower doses. This may be increased each week until you have reached your required dose. Your doctor will decide which dose is best for you. Follow the instructions provided and use Metoprolol until your doctor tells you to stop. Metoprolol HBS, slow release capsules. Metoprolol HBS is different to other Metoprolol products. It takes longer to start working, but its effects last longer. If you change from normal Metoprolol to Metoprolol HBS, you start on the same number of capsules or tablets, but this is gradually increased by your doctor. Some people who change to Metoprolol HBS capsules might feel a little worse at first. This should only be temporary, but speak to your doctor if anything worries you. When you take Metoprolol HBS, your doctor may tell you to take a Metoprolol capsule or Metoprolol rapid dispersible tablet in the morning to help maintain better control of your symptoms. How to take Metoprolol? Metoprolol capsules. Metoprolol capsules should be swallowed whole with a glass of water or non-alcoholic drink. Metoprolol HBS capsules. Metoprolol HBS capsules should be swallowed whole and not chewed, opened, or dissolved in liquid. Metoprolol rapid dispersible tablets. Metoprolol rapid tablets are for people who have difficulty swallowing whole tablets or who require the medicine to work quickly. They should be mixed with a quarter of a glass, at least 25 to 50 milliliters of water. The tablets will disperse into granules to give a milky-looking liquid which you should drink within 30 minutes. Remember to stir the liquid immediately before taking, because the granules can settle at the bottom. The tablets do not completely dissolve. Metoprolol tablets. Metoprolol tablets can be broken across the skull line. Any tablets which do not break cleanly along the line should not be taken. Do not chew capsules or tablets. When to take Metoprolol? Metoprolol should be taken either 30 minutes before a meal or 1 hour after a meal, if possible. However, some patients may prefer to take Metoprolol with food. If you have stomach upsets which can occur in the early stages of treatment with Metoprolol, try taking Metoprolol with a small snack, e.g. a biscuit or liquid. Tell your doctor if anything worries you. When you start Metoprolol, you will need to take it long term. You may need at least 6 months before deciding if Metoprolol is working for you. If you forget to use Metoprolol, Metoprolol should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you use too much Metoprolol. If you think that you have used too much Metoprolol, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Metoprolol? Things you should do. Tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine if you are going to have surgery. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant whilst taking Metoprolol. Metoprolol should not be taken during pregnancy. You should use effective contraception to avoid becoming pregnant while you are being treated with Metoprolol. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Tell your doctor if you feel that Metoprolol is not helping your condition. Tell your doctor if you suffer from sleepiness or sudden onset of sleep during daily activities. Keep all of your appointments with your doctor so that your progress can be checked. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Metoprolol. Your doctor may perform regular tests while you are taking Metoprolol. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking Metoprolol or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Do not let yourself run out of medicine over the weekend or on holidays. Do not give Metoprolol to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Metoprolol to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription or not, without first talking to your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Metoprolol affects you. Metoprolol is associated with excessive drowsiness and very rarely with excessive daytime drowsiness and sudden sleep onset episodes. Tell your doctor if you experience these effects and do not drive or operate machinery until this has been resolved. Looking after your medicine. Keep your capsules or tablets in the bottle with the cap tightly closed until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules or tablets out of the bottle or the cap is loose, they may not keep as well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store Metoprolol in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep Metoprolol where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Motion or movement related. Abnormal involuntary jerking movements of the body. These are usually caused if your dose is too high and will lessen or disappear when your dose is reduced. Restlessness. Poor muscle tone. Hiccups. Stomach, bowel, or urinary related. Nausea and vomiting. Loss of appetite. Weight gain. Constipation. Water retention. Cramps. Your urine, mouth, saliva, tongue and teeth may be darker with a red tinge. Skin related. Skin rash or itching. Bleeding or bruising more easily. Mental states or behavior related. Changes in sex drive or hypersexuality. Signs of compulsive behavior, performing a repetitive purposeless activity. Mental changes including paranoia, depression, mania, agitation, and hallucinations, seeing, feeling, or hearing things that are not there. Confusion, tiredness, sleeplessness, or sudden onset of sleep episodes. Infections. Frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Other side effects. Fluctuations in the effect of Metoprolol known as freezing episodes. These can usually be helped by asking your doctor to adjust your dose. Loss of taste. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Signs and symptoms of problems with your heart. Palpitations or changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat. Chest pain. Dizziness on standing up. Stomach, bowel, or urinary related. Diarrhea. Mental states or behavior related. Confusion. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What MATIPA contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. MATIPA 62.5 capsules contain levodopa 50 mg and benzerazide 12.5 mg. MATIPA 125 capsules contain levodopa 100 mg and benzerazide 25 mg. MATIPA 250 capsules contain levodopa 200 mg and benzerazide 50 mg. MATIPA HBS 125 slow release capsules contain levodopa 100 mg and benzerazide 25 mg. MATIPA 125 tablets contain levodopa 100 mg and benzerazide 25 mg. MATIPA 250 tablets contain levodopa 200 mg and benzerazide 50 mg. MATIPA Rapid 62.5 tablets contain levodopa 50 mg and benzerazide 12.5 mg. MATIPA Rapid 125 tablets contain levodopa 100 mg and benzerazide 25 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. MATIPA 62.5, 125 and 250 capsules all contain microcrystalline cellulose, talc, povidone, magnesium stearate, indigo carmine, 132, titanium dioxide, 171, iron oxide, red, yellow, or black, 172 and gelatin. MATIPA 62.5 capsules also contain mannitol. MATIPA HBS, slow-release capsules contain mannitol, talc, povidone, magnesium stearate, calcium hydrogen phosphate, hypromellose, hydrogenated vegetable oil, indigo carmine, 132, iron oxide yellow, 172, titanium dioxide, 171 and gelatin and TechPrint SW1102 red ink used as a printing ink. MATIPA 125 and 250 tablets contain mannitol, microcrystalline cellulose, cross-povidone, magnesium stearate, progelatinized maize starch, ethyl cellulose, anhydrous calcium hydrogen phosphate, colloidal anhydrous silica, docusate sodium and iron oxide red, 172. MATIPA Rapid 62.5 and Rapid 125 tablets contain citric acid, starch maize, microcrystalline cellulose and magnesium stearate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What MATIPA looks like. There are 8 MATIPA products available to meet individual needs. MATIPA capsules. MATIPA 62.5, OSTAR 1, 3, 7, 4, 4, a light gray at one end and powder blue at the other end, with Roche printed on both ends. MATIPA 125, OSTAR 1, 3, 7, 4, 6, are flesh colored at one end and powder blue at the other end, with Roche printed on both ends. MATIPA 250, OSTAR 1, 3, 7, 4, 2, are caramel colored at one end and powder blue at the other end, with Roche printed on both ends. MATIPA HBS, slow release, OSTAR 1, 3, 7, 4, 3, a light blue at one end and dark green at the other end, with Roche printed in red ink on both ends. MATIPA tablets. MATIPA 125, OSTAR 4, 3, 5, 1, 7, a pale red in color, cross-scored on both sides. MATIPA 250, OSTAR 1, 3, 7, 4, 5, our pale red in color, imprinted on both sides with Roche and a hexagon on one side cross-scored on both sides. MATIPA Rapid Tablets. MATIPA Rapid 62.5, OSTAR 5, 9, 5, 7, 7, our off-white in color, scored on one side, and printed with Roche 62.5 on the other. MATIPA Rapid 125, OSTAR 5, 9, 5, 7, 6, our off-white in color, scored on one side, and printed with Roche 125 on the other. All MATIPA capsules and tablets come in bottles of 100. Who distributes MATIPA? MATIPA is distributed in Australia by Roche Products Pty Ltd. ABN 70001328 65. Level 8, 30-34 Hickson Road, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Medical inquiries. 1-800-233-950. This leaflet was prepared in December 2025.